Time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're joined by Bloomberg's Daniela Sartori. McDonald's $5 value meal is back, and it's apparently sparking a fast food price war. Now, this move comes as consumers have been complaining about increasing prices at the restaurants. So, Daniela, what is McDonald's saying about its value meal and why it's bringing it back?
So McDonald's recognizes that consumers are struggling. You know, yes, people still have jobs, but, you know, debt is rising. People have less savings. So McDonald's has said several times that people are being choosier about how they're spending their money. For a while, they didn't really have to worry about that because they were doing pretty well, especially compared to competitors. But eventually, as people started pulling back, they said, you know what, we need a compelling value offer. And that's what they're trying to do with this $5 meal deal.
Now, when I hear $5, I think of, you know, remember the $5 Subway footlong? They had the whole song about it. So do you imagine that other chains are going to follow suit, like Subway and others?
So interestingly, McDonald's is actually catching up to some of its competitors. So Arby's has had an offer, I know, for $6 for two items since January. White Castle also has a $5 offer. Wendy's has had its own $5 offer for a while. So McDonald's entry into it is significant because it's the biggest restaurant chain in the U.S. And so even though it's catching up to competitors, it's like, you know, the 900-pound gorilla is entering the room. So we can see that because when we reported back in May that McDonald's was planning to launch a $5 meal deal, Burger King actually came out and said, we are going to pull forward our own offer to launch it ahead of McDonald's. So that's the type of impact that McDonald's entering this value war can have in the industry.
How do the apps play into this? Because I know that a lot of people say if you want the good deal, you have to kind of give your data to these companies. You can only get the good deal if you order through the app or something like that. Do you find or do you think that that's going to be the way that these companies are going to give these deals?
So that's an excellent question. For the $5 meal deal in particular, that is not app exclusive. Anyone can go into the restaurant and get it. But for other offers that McDonald's will launch and has been launching, it really is on the app. And so they do it for a couple of different reasons. One of them, they have found that people that have the app actually go into the restaurant more frequently. It might be because they realize that they don't have to pay full price if they use the deals on the app. And when you use the app, you actually tend to add more stuff. So, you know, in conclusion, it drives more visits and also bigger checks, and that helps the company with sales. So that's one of the reasons they're trying to push people into the app, where it is true you can find a lot of discounts. These discounts have been available for months, you know, as people who have the app know.
What about perception? I mean, I think that there's also, am I actually paying this much for, let's say, a McDonald's or a Carl's Jr. burger? This is supposed to be fast food. It's supposed to be cheap. Do you think that, you know, McDonald's and other fast food chains are realizing that the perception is their food needs to be at a certain price point and not go higher?
Absolutely. That has been one of the biggest parts of this conversation. So pretty much everyone at this point has heard about that viral $18 Big Mac meal and about claims that McDonald's prices have doubled in recent years. The company does point out that, you know, that $18 Big Mac meal was in one location out of all the locations they have in the U.S. and that their prices have actually gone only 40%, not quite doubled. But I think that they have gotten to the point in which even they recognize that the value perception that people have has slipped, that they kind of have lost a little bit of that edge. And one of the things that happened is competitors already had a bunch of deals out and they were being promoted nationally. McDonald's had a lot of deals, but they were being promoted on the local level by franchisees who they own their own restaurants and they set their own prices. So they kind of do their own thing. But McDonald's didn't have a message that they could push nationally to remind everyone across the U.S. like, hey, actually, we have some pretty good deals, because they were only being promoted on the local level.
Right. And finally, what about the ripple effect to fast casual restaurants? Do you think they'll start dropping their prices?
So that's an interesting question, because so far we have not really seen that. In part, fast casual restaurants, you know, the likes of Chipotle and Cava, have actually done pretty decently in this environment. One of the things that's happening with them is that usually their consumer base skews a little bit higher income. So a lot of people have had less of a need to sort of cut back on dining. The other part is that we also have people who say, you know what, the price gap between, let's say, Chipotle and McDonald's has actually closed. So I might as well, you know, spend a couple more dollars and go to Chipotle, where some people think, okay, I'm getting more food and perhaps better quality. And so that's been also a problem for fast food, is that value perception, you know, has narrowed compared to fast casual chains.
That's Bloomberg's Danielle Sartori. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.